Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. We are up to Siv Zayin, which is the top line on page 94. The Mechaber says in Siv Zayin, "Afal pi she'aser lolitom kodem kiddush, even though it is aser to eat anything before kiddush, im ta'am mekadish. If one did taste something, he should still make kiddush afterwards." The Mishabura says in Siv Katan Lamed Zayin, "Im ta'am mekadish pirish kol ema sheniskar. Even if he ate something, he should still make kiddush whenever he remembers. Afilu balayla, even if it's at night. Velo neima, and don't say sheyamten ad lomachar baboker kodem ha'achila, and don't say that he should wait with his kiddush until the morning before he eats. Kedei sheyia kiddush kodem hati'ima, so that his kiddush should come before the ti'ima. Of course, ideally the kiddush should come before one eats anything, but if one forgot and he started eating, he should still make kiddush right away at night and not wait till the morning to have it bedafka before he starts eating. Umashmaba poskim de lavdafka ti'ima ba'alma. It's mashma the poskim that it's not only if he just tasted a little bit, afilu im avar va'ocha v'shosa. Even if he did the aveir and he ate and drank before kiddush, gam kein tzarech lekadish acharkach, he still needs to make kiddush afterwards. And note 43 points out, Onon lachzor v'lechol od pam lachar ha'kiddush. Let's say he finished the entire suda. To go back and eat again after the kiddush, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, she'eno tzarech. V'day b'mesh she'ochal ha'suda kodem ha'kiddush v'samuch lo. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's enough the suda that he ate before the kiddush, he does not need to eat again after the kiddush. V'hosef and he'azon she'afilu l'das ha'sovrim shim ochal v'kiddush olav hayom. That even according to the ones who hold that if he was eating and in the middle of the suda became Shabbos, tzorech lachzor v'lechol shuv l'achar kiddush, he has to go back and eat again after the kiddush to make a kiddush makom suda. Like the Ramah told us yesterday in Sivav, Kansha ochel sudasu b'Shabbos, here where he was eating the original suda on Shabbos, he just forgot to make kiddush, nikreis ha-suda suda Shabbos. That suda, even without kiddush, is called suda Shabbos. Umishum kach nechshav ha-kiddush b'kam suda, and therefore, even though he's making the kiddush after the suda, that would be, according to everyone, considered kiddush b'kam suda. Achim ovar zman me sudasu, but if it was a long while after his suda was over that he made kiddush, the Mishaburu will tell us later, Shatzarach lisod l'achar ha-kiddush akol panim kezayis. There the Mishaburu says he would have to eat a kezayis. But zot ha-shulchan aruch ha-rav, if he ate and drank, he finished the suda, then he made kiddush, he would not need to eat afterwards, because since the suda was a Shabbos suda, so therefore it's considered kiddush makom suda, even though he makes the kiddush afterwards, even though he had a machlokas earlier, that was when you had your suda before Shabbos, and now you're making the kiddush on Shabbos, there some say you have to eat again afterwards. But in this case, where your suda was on Shabbos, you are fine. Says the Mechaber Vaitas of Ches, in lo kiddush balayla, one who forgot to make kiddush, or was not able to make kiddush at night, bein b'shogig b'mezid, whether it was an accident or it was on purpose, for whatever reason, yesh lo tashlumin l'mochar kol hayom. He can make up the Friday night kiddush on Shabbos day the entire day. The Ramah says, "Va'omer kol hakiddush shalayla milvad vayechulu." When he is making the Friday night kiddush during the day, he will say the entire nusach of the kiddush except for the paragraph in the beginning of vayechulu. Says the Mishabura, Siv Katan Lamed Ches, Yesh Lo Tashlumin, U'Pashet D'Ba'ina Shiyagam Kein Mekom Suda Kamo Balayla. Even though he's making the Friday night Kiddush Shabbos day, he still would have to make sure that it would be Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Siv Katan Lamed Ches, he can make the Kiddush all day, Ad Bein Hashmashos, until all the way till Bein Hashmashos. U'Bein Hashmashos, Metzadid HaPrimigodim, Diyomar HaNusach Shal Kiddush B'li Askar Hashem U'Malchus B'Psicha, the Chasima Ayin Shom. However, if he's making the Kiddush only in Bein Hashmashos after Shkia of Shabbos day, so late in the day, there the Primogodim leans to say that he should say the whole Nusach of Kiddush, but he should not mention the Shemu Malchus, not in the beginning and not at the end. Milvad Vayechulu, Siv Katan Mem, the only thing he shouldn't say Shabbos day of the Friday night Kiddush is Vayechulu, Lefi Shabalayla Hoysa Gemar Melechas Hashem Yisbarach, because at night is when Hashem finished his Melacha. And therefore, Vayechulu Hashemayim Va'aretz is only Nogea to be said at night. You would never say that during the day. I'd like to point out one note over here and one Sha'aretz Tzion. Number one is note number 44. This idea that the Friday night Kiddush has Tashlum and Shabbos day, note 44 writes, V'afshem Mekadosh Lotzeis Yidei Chovas Kiddush HaLayla. even though you're making the Kiddush during the day to be Yotze, your Chil of Kiddush at night, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Shemikomokom Eino Tzarech Loshuv Ulokadish Kiddush Hayom. You don't have to also go ahead and make another Kiddush for Shabbos day. She Kiddush Echad Ola Lakan Ulokan. When you're making the Friday Kiddush on Shabbos morning, that counts as the Kiddush of Friday night and the Kiddush of Shabbos morning. There is no reason to make another Kiddush. Now the Shaar Tzion points out in Oz Mem Zayin a very important thing. The Mishnah Berurah just told us in Lamed Tes that if you forgot to make Kiddush Friday night and the whole day, and it's already Bein HaShemashel is towards the end of Shabbos, so the Prima Gadim says that you should say Kiddush but without Hashem's name. Says the Shaar Tzion, V'hainu Keshe Hispalo. The case of the Prima Gadim is where a person davened the Friday night davening already. The Choshosh Ladas HaMagen Avram. There the Prima Gadim is Choshesh for the Shita of the Magen Avram, the Yotze Batfila Midaraisa, that he was already Yotze his Chi of Kiddush Midaraisa in the davening Friday night. And now when he's making Kiddush during the day, or Bein HaShemashos, it's only a Safek Derabanan, and therefore he would not say Hashem's name, Safek Derabanan Lekula. But v'im lo ispalo, but if he did not daven Friday night, where he has on him a chi of Doraisa of Kiddush, then Yevarech Bracha Gemura, then says the Prima Gadim, you would have to make a full Kiddush with the full Bracha, because now it's a Safek Doraisa, the Havilei Sveka Doraisa Ayin Shom. So that's point number one. The Chavos Chaim points out that what the Mishnah Berurah is bringing from the Prima Gadim, that you'll make Kiddush Bein HaShemashos without Hashem's name. That's only if you daven, so your Kiddush is Derabanan. If you didn't daven Friday night, your Kiddush is Daraisa. So it's a Safek Daraisa, you would say the Kiddush with Hashem's name. Then the Chavos Chaim is bothered by something else. V'tzarech lomer da'aftu hu's man havdala v'asr litom. How are you making Kiddush during Bein HaShemashos? L'maisa, you can't eat then, because it's before havdala. So how you be mekayim Kiddush makom suda? So says the Chavos Chaim, you have to say that even though it's a zman of havdala and it's asr to eat, v'eich yitom in hakos, how is he even drinking anything from the kos? V'eich yochal sheyia Kiddush makom suda. So how is he drinking from the Kiddush cup? And how is he eating afterwards to make a Kiddush makom suda? So he gives two possibilities. Tzarech lomer, we could say number one, the Irikashu be'emtza suda shlishis. It could be that he realized during Bein HaShemashos that he didn't make Kiddush Friday night, he's in the middle of a suda, and therefore he's allowed to eat at that point because he's in the middle of a suda, so he could drink and he can continue eating. That's answer number one. Inami, another possibility is, the Kiddush Mekoro Midaraisa Docha Le'isra Te'ima Shekodim Adola Shehu Derabanan. If right now he has a Chiv Daraisa of making Kiddush, that would override the Isra of eating before Adol, which is only Derabanan. So the Daraisa of making Kiddush and all the different halakim of that Kiddush, which would be drinking the wine, eating afterwards, that would override the Isser of not eating before Havdalah, which is only Midirabonin. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sivtes, Tzorich Shetia Mapa Ala Shulchan Tachas Apas, you need to have a cloth on the table under the bread, umapa acheres prusa al gabav, and you have to have another cloth that is spread out over the challah. So we know we have to have a cloth under the challah and a cloth over the challah. The challah has to be covered on the bottom and the top. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadam Aleph, Betur b'shem ha'Yerushalmi. The Torah brings down the reason, b'shem the Yerushalmi, shelo yira hapas boshto, that the bread should not see its embarrassment. She'ein mekachin alav ela al hayayin, that we're not making Kiddush on the bread, we're only making Kiddush on the wine. V'hu yesh lo din kadima b'shari makomos, but we know that bread always has the kadima of brachos before wine. So we normally make the bracha on bread before wine, but here when it's Shabbos, we're making Kiddush on wine before bread, so the bread's going to feel bad. So he shouldn't see his embarrassment, we cover the bread. Ulefiza, according to this, in mekadish Alapas, if you're in fact making Kiddush on bread, so eino tzarech lachasos alav mapa, so then you would not have to put a covering over it. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Avolatam acher shekosav atur, but according to the other reason of the tour, why we cover the challah, shu zecher lamon, that's to commemorate the mon, shehoya munach bakufsa, that was put in like a container of talum alav etalamata, it had dew on top and dew on the bottom, so meila gamba mekadish alapas tzarech lachasos b'mapa. According to that reason, so even if you're making Kiddush on bread, you would have to cover it on top. The chenu hugim, that is our minhug. So far we're bringing over here, the Torah says two reasons for covering the challah on top. Number one, it shouldn't see its embarrassment that normally you make the bracha on the bread before the wine. Here you're making a bracha on the wine before the bread. So the bread shouldn't feel bad. Number two is zeichel amon, that the mon was covered on top and the bottom. The nafkamina, the Mishnah Berurah is saying is, if you're making Kiddush on bread, so the reason of the bread seeing its embarrassment wouldn't apply, you would not have to cover the challah. But according to the reason that zeichel amon, the bread should be covered. And that is the minog to in fact cover it. Umashim primi godim shaluchala ta'amim daib mekadesh alayin shiyamuchusar acha shegomer akiddush. The primi godim's mashma that according to all the reasons, it's enough if you're making kiddush on wine that you cover the challah only until after kiddush. V'chein b'shachris tzarach gamkein lios hapas muchusar achar akiddush mita'amim elu. Also during the Shabbos day suda, both reasons apply that you would have to cover the challah, both because it's during kiddush and number two zeichel. The Chayodim is Mashma, according to the reason of Zeichel Amon, it's better that it should be covered not only during Kiddush, but it should be covered afterwards till you finish the Bracha of Hamotzi. Kosav el Yerabba v'derach HaChayim, kishemikadish al hapas yaniach yodov al hamapa. If one is making Kiddush on bread, he should place his hands on the cloth, the al halacha mishnah b'shasa Kiddush. When he's making the Kiddush, his hands should be on the cloth that is on the lecha mishnah. Ukishiyagir la hamotzi, when he reaches the Bracha on the bread, yigala halacha mishnah, he should reveal then the challahs v'yaniach yodo aleihem, and he should place his hands directly on the bread v'yavarach hamotzi, and then he makes a hamotzi. U'kishyagia l'Hashem, and when he reaches Hashem's name in the bracha hamotzi, yagbiya shneim l'malah, he lifts up the two breads, ad sheyigmor Hashem, until he finishes Hashem's name, v'yachagach yanichem, and then he places it down. V'yachagmar hamotzi yasur v'yachase b'mapa, after he finishes the bracha of the hamotzi, where his hands were touching directly on the challah, he'll go back and cover it again with a cloth, the aniach yodo aleim and place his hands over the cloth ad sheyigmor hakiddush. So before and after the bracha of hamotzi, his hands are on the mapa that's on the bread. But during the bracha of hamotzi, he uncovers it. He holds the bread directly and he lifts them up by Hashem's name. Now we'll see a couple of interesting points over here. Number one, the very end of note 48 points out, what about covering the challah when it comes to shalashuddis? So Aruch HaShulchan writes, She'ein darcheinu lasos kein. It is not our derech to cover the challah during shalashuddis. V'husef, and he adds on, She'afal pisha lefi atam she'akisu hui zeichel amon. Even though according to the reason of zeichel amon, ha'yotzarech lechasos has a pas apesud shlishis, that reason applies by all three sudas. Mikomokom ikar adin kefi atam shal boshes hapas. The Ikar reason is that the bread shouldn't see its embarrassment during Kiddush. But since we don't make Kiddush by Shal Shudis, there is no busha to the bread, and therefore it would not need to be covered. That is the Ikar Svara, says Aruch HaShulchan. And that was the minhag of the Chazanish, not to cover the challah when it came to Shal Shudis. On the other hand, he says there is a tzad to cover it during Shal Shudis as well. Another interesting point is note number 47. What about covering the challah with a see-through cover? So again, according to the reason of Zeichel Amon, so then it's pashit that that would work, but according to the reason of the bread not seeing its boshas, so that's already a discussion, then you would see it sad that maybe it's not going to help because it's see-through. Other poskim say that it does help, it's going to be fine. The other shaila that's discussed in note number 48 is, let's say you're at a bar mitzvah, you're in a yeshiva, you're in a camp, there are a lot of different tables. Does everybody have to cover the challah on their table, or only the table of the mekadesh, where the kiddush is being made, has to cover the challah? Could be that's talui in these reasons as well. Ayin Sham in note number 48. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Yud, Mekadesh al kos mala yayin. We make kiddush on a kos that is filled with wine. Shelo yeh pogum, and the kos should not be pogum. It should not be that someone drank from that cup directly before you make kiddush. V'ton kol mash v'ton kos shel brichas hamazon, and the kos of kiddush requires everything that a kos of brichas hamazon requires. V'omer vayechulu mu'umud, and in kiddush Friday night, the mechaber says you say vayechulu while you are standing. V'achakach omer bori piragodim. Bari Priyagofen, Vyachakach Kiddush. And then you say the Bracha Bari Priyagofen, and then you say the Bracha of Kiddush. The Ramah says, V'yochol Lamur B'shasa Kiddush. The Ramah says that you could stand during the entire Kiddush. However, V'yoser Tov Leishev, but it's better to sit. V'nohagim Leishev Af B'shah Sha'omer Vayachulu. Then the Ramah says that the minhag is to sit even while you're saying Vayachulu. Rakishem Maschilin Omdim Ktsas L'chvar Hashem. Just that when we start the Kiddush, we stand for a little bit for the honor of Hashem. Because the beginning of Kiddush, as we know, Friday night, is the words Yom Hashishi Vayechulu Hashemayim V'Nirmas Hashem B'Rosh Etevos, and the first letter of each of those words is Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's a remise to Hashem's name. So for the covenant of Hashem's name, so then one should start out by standing during that part, and then the minhag is to sit the rest of Kiddush. Ukeshemaschil, And when one starts Kiddush, Yitein Eina Baneros, he should place his eyes on the Shabbos candles. Ubishasa Kiddush B'Koshal Bracha. And during the actual Kiddush, he should be looking at the Koshal Bracha. Kein Nirali, so it appears to me. Ayin Le'el Simin Kuf Pe Gimel Sivdalin. Zakta Mishabura Sivkotan Men Beis. We said when a person makes Kiddush, he should make it on a Kos Malay. The Kos Shal Kiddush V'Havdala Hu B'Chlal Shar Koshal Bracha. Because the cup of Kiddush, the cup of Havdala is included in the general category of a Koshal Bracha. The Tzarech Shia Malay that has to be full. The Kanal Basim and Kuppe Gimel said Beis Bagal, like we learned earlier in Hilchos Berachas HaMatzah, that all Koshal Bracha needs to be Malay. V'im Einenu Malay, and if the Kos is not Malay, V'ein Lo Kos Acher La'oros B'Selcho, and he has no other Kos that he can pour it into that's a little bit smaller that would make it Malay, still it's Mutter L'Kadish Allah. You could still make Kiddush on this Kos that's not Malay. Kevan Shiyei Shir Revias B'Hayayin Shabasocho. Since Lamaisa, there is a Revias of wine in that cup. Kedemuchach L'Kameh B'Sif Yud Aleph. So the Iker is that you have a Kos that holds a Revias of wine right now. Ideally, it should be Malay. If it's not Malay, as long as you have a Revias of Yayin, that is going to be okay for Kiddush. Sivkotam Membeis, it also should not be Pogum. Hainu Shim Shosa Echa Mimenu. That means to say, if someone drank from this coast already, pigamo, he made it flawed. Ve'ein lekadosh olav, and one should not make kiddush on this coast. Ve'ein le'el b'simin kuf pei beis shesham mevuar prate dine kos pogum. Look earlier at Hilchos Berachas HaMatzah, where we discussed in great detail the halachas of a kos pogum. Ve'ein shom b'sif zayin de b'shas atchak. Look there in sif zayin, where we said b'shas atchak she'ein lo kos acher, that he has no other kos. Ve'ein lo eitzel lo sakin akos, and he's not able to do one of the eitzes to fix up the kos and make it not pogum like we learned over there. So mevarech al kos pogum, then you could make kiddush on a kos pogum. Ve'ein be'eish al avram sifkot al lamed de b'kiddush alayla efshir she'tov yosir she'kadosh al apas. Says the eish al avram, it could be that when it comes to Friday night Kiddush, it would be better to make Kiddush on bread than Kiddush on wine if the kos is pogum and you're not able to fix it up. Sivkotam ben beiz, the Kiddush kos needs everything else that a kosher bracha needs of Birchas HaMazon. Hainu shiya hakos shalim. That means to say that the kos should be shalim, it should be complete. It should be rinsed out well inside and outside. And all the other details that we learned lagadve the kos shal Birchas HaMazon and simin kuf pei gimel. Then the Mechaber said, "Va'omer vayechulu mu'umud." We say vayechulu standing. Why do we stand for vayechulu? Shu edus al bria shamayim va'aretz. Vayechulu, as we've been discussing, is an edus to the creation of heaven and earth. The edus ba'inan amida. And Eidus requires standing. And even though you said Vayechu already in your Shemoneh Esrei, Chozer Va'omro, you go back and say it again, Kedei Lahotzi Bonov Ubnei Beso, in order to be Motzi your family in Vayechulu. Uba Rokeach Hevi B'Shem Medrash, and the Rokeach brings out B'Shem the Medrash, to Tzorech Lomar Vayechulu Shalosh Pa'amim, that a person needs to say every Friday night Vayechulu three times, Echa Batfila, one during the Shemoneh Esrei, V'Echa Li'achar Atfila, one right after Shemoneh Esrei, like we do in Shul, the Echad al Akos, and one on the Koshal Kiddush. The Kosvah Achronim, the Achronim write, the Imshachach Lomar Vayechulu B'Shas Kiddush, if one forgot to say Vayechulu by Kiddush, and he jumped into the Bar Pergafen right away, Omro Be'emtza Suda al Akos, he should take another coaster in the Suda, just to say Vayechulu. The Yoser Tov Leishev, this is going on the Ramah that says that it's better to sit for Kiddush. The Bechiai Gavna Mikri Tvei Kiddush Makam Suda, by sitting, and makes it called more of a Kiddush Makam Suda, Kiddush in the place of the Suda. Kevan Shiyoshe B'Mikom Suda, so Beis HaKiddush, since you're sitting in the place of your Suda during the Kiddush. V'chein Hiskim B'Bir Hagra. And so too agrees the Bir Hagra Umitam Acher, but for a different reason. Not because it makes him more Kiddush Makam Suda by sitting, but rather, the Kevan She'echar Poter Chavero, since one person is making Kiddush to pater others, but inan Kviyas Sheik Buyachar, we want to have something set, we want to have a Kviyas that they're Koveya together. Ubi Yeshiva Mikri Kviyas, and when one is sitting down, that is considered more of a Kviyas. V'kanal B'simin Kufsam Ozayin. Ulefi Dvarav, according to the Gra, Gam HaShomim Tzrichim Leshev, even the ones who are listening, so they need a kvias with the one who's making kiddush. They also need to sit down. V'tovli zor bazel lechatchila and zakta meshabura. It's good to be careful about this lechatchila that everybody is sitting for kiddush. V'yeish lomer degam daito hurak lechatchila. Could also say that even the shita of the gra is only a din lechatchila. V'alko panim tzarach lizor sheyikbu hashomim atzmim yachad beis hakiddush kedilotzes. But at the very least, ideally, everyone should be sitting down. But if they're not sitting down, at the very least, everyone should be koveya themselves. The ones who are listening should be there together at the time of Kiddush Tebiyotze, v'lo shiyu mufuzarnu mufuradin v'holchen echad heina v'echad heina, they shouldn't be scattered and walking all over while they're hearing Kiddush, d'zelo mikri kviyas klal, that's not called a kviyas at all. So ideally it's better to be sitting together, but at least if you're huddled around together when you're standing, at least you have some aspect of kviyas. Sivkot mem zayin, the Rama said, the minhag is to sit even when you say vayechulu. The kevan shemaru kfar bebeis akneses muumad. Since we already said it in the beis akneses, standing ain makvidin shuv azeh. We're not makvid to say it standing again by the suda. Va'omim osu miyushav kemo shar kiddush, and we say it sitting down like the rest of kiddush. Now, if you look at note number 56, which is on the next page, he says, "Amnan la'el kasa b'shem primigadim shaminog la'omra mu'umad." But we said earlier, "B'shem the primigadim," that the minhag is to say it's standing, and then the rest of note 56 brings down different minhagim during kiddush. Let's read it through quickly. Minhag ha'chazanish va'stipler hayol asheves b'chol ha'kiddush mitchilas amiras vayechulu. So the chazanish and the stipler used to sit for the entire kiddush Friday night from vayechulu all the way through. V'chein hayon noeg ha'chavetz chayim, v'chein nagu hagon rav chayim and the brisker rav. Meidach, on the other hand, Moshe Kasav shelachachilu tzarach lomar vayechulu b'amida. Rav Moshe says lachachilu one should stand for vayechulu, ve'eshara kiddush b'yeshiva, the rest of kiddush sitting down. Faktos ha'shulchan kasav shaminog etzlon lamod. Faktos ha'shulchan writes that the minhag by them was to stand, v'hu al pi ha'sod, and that's al pi sod, k'moshe kasav b'shara kavanos, like it's brought down in the shara kavanos. So everyone obviously should follow whatever their minhag is. Some people sit the whole kiddush, some people stand for vayechulu then sit down, some people stand the whole kiddush. Whatever one's minhag is, there are certainly valid shitas to rely on. Sivkatan memches, the Rama said, when you start saying kiddush, you should look at the neros. Vehu skulas refuah leinayim. Looking at the candles in the beginning of kiddush is a skula for healing of the eyes. Shekohu ayidei psiyagasa, because they heal the dulling of the eyes through taking large strides. The Gemara tells us when one takes large strides, he loses 1/500th of his eyesight. Whatever exactly that means, but Chazal then tell us, looking at the candles Friday night at the beginning of kiddush is a refuah for that dimming of the eyesight. Umiu ein medatik in bazek kolkach. However, says El Yerabah, we're not so medatik about this. And the last point that we said in the Rama was, at the time of the actual kiddush, then you should be looking at the Kol Shel Bracha. And then he says, "Va'ayin l'el simin kuf pe gimel." Says the Mishaburus of Katan Emtes, "Hainu desham mavur ze sheyiten eino b'kol shel bracha shelo yasiya daito." That's where it was discussed that a person should be looking at the Kol Shel Bracha so he should not get distracted. Therefore, the bottom line is, the Rama is telling us when you start kiddush, you should glance at the candles, even though the Mishabur ended up by saying, we're not medatik mazak kol kach, but it's a good idea to look at the candles in the very beginning of kiddush, and then to be looking at the kosher kiddush, so one should not be distracted. We will stop here and continue with the next shir, Mirtz Hashem, with Sif Yud Aleph.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shir on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shir, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.